carbon pipeline company obviously is trying to make ends meet and do something as cheaply as possible. So when they come in with a line, they're going to go and choose the route that is the most cost-effective for them. But they're not necessarily looking at what's best for the community or for the residents or the landowners. I believe that by taking eminent domain off of the table, you're forcing that pipeline company to, like I said before, have good faith negotiations with landowners, which would then force that route to be much better for the community. Rather than just whatever's cheapest, we want the best route for a community.